For the weekly edition of the Viking Voices show, Will Cheshire with you at Jefferson College. We had the JeffCo women's basketball team in action last night, and they came away with a victory over Marshalltown College. We're joined now by sophomore guard Tanner Bencomo. Of course, Tanner was on the show earlier in the year. Tanner, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we talk about the win yesterday. It was a double-digit win for you guys. Kind of close, but that fourth quarter, you guys kind of took it away. So yep. Just kind of what changed in that fourth quarter that really brought in that run?
Really, I think that we just kind of linked up a little better. We were kind of... We could have pulled away early in the game. We just weren't making our layups. We weren't clicking. And, I mean, obviously, we kept our lead, but we weren't pulling away like we should have. And we did that a little bit in the fourth quarter, but it still wasn't the big victory that we, you know, we felt that we should have. But a W is a W, and we'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can't complain. A win's a win, like right. You said, especially now that you got three in a row because you guys played in the Mineral Area Classic and came away with a couple of victories as well. How nice was that to kind of do so the week after Christmas and the holiday and kind of go down to MAC and get a couple of victories?
It was great. We had a little bit of time off, and, you know, that always could be a struggle to come back, but I think we really honestly I think it helped us to have a little bit of time off. We kind of regrouped and rested a lot and came back, and we were ready, so it was nice to get those wins and another one last night, so we're really happy.
Yeah, the game against Northwest Mississippi, I think you used 99 points, is that right?
Yeah, season high.
So how nice was to see the offense kind of clicking on all the cylinders?
It was great. We came out knowing that they were a tough team, and it was great to see how we clicked the entire game. It was great.
Yeah, so I imagine the confidence of the team right now is doing pretty good.
Yeah, but not too confident. We know we have some tough competition coming up, but it's nice to feel that high of the wins. So.
Yeah, coming up next Wednesday, so you get another nice kind of lengthy week off after playing, what, three games in a week it was. So how nice is it kind of get a week off and then also to go against a familiar opponent? You guys played Lindenwood Belleville's JV earlier.
The week off, again, I think we'll rest a lot. You know, we won't have to push when we have those games back-to-back-to-back. You know, we kind of get a little tired and, you know, we don't have a huge team. We sub every now and then, but I think that the rest will do us good, and I think to see a familiar face will be good too.
Yeah, when you win three games in a row though in a week and you play so well, do you want the week off or do you just want to keep going?
You want those wins.
Yeah, so it's kind of a little bit bittersweet.
Right.
Like, well, I wish we had a week. But you guys will certainly be swinging right into action when you do start again, because then you play Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So, again, three quick games around. And then Friday you have Greenville's JV as well. So how important is it for you guys to finish strong before starting region play?
I think it's very important for us to keep this confidence going, get the momentum going, because, I mean, once those big games hit, they're really gonna hit hard. So we... I'm very glad that we have had these big wins, and I think that if we continue to play like we've been playing and pick it up from here, that it's going to be good to keep that momentum going.
Yeah. How about your own individual play? How would you assess that so far?
I think I have been at the beginning. It was a little rocky, but now I'm kind of a little bit more comfortable playing, and I've just been hustling as much as I can and throwing my body around, trying to do everything I can to help our team win. So.
Yeah, what type of player would you say you are? I mean, watching you from afar doing the broadcast stuff, you know, you're very quick as the guard, very good defensively, and very smart defensively as well. You know, I remember one game, I think it was Southeastern Iowa, I want to say that home game, where one of the girls beat you with a spin move, and then the very next possession tried the same thing. You stole it away. So obviously smart with the defensive IQ, and then offensively more the point guard. So how would you kind of look at yourself as a player?
I like to think that when I come in, I can give a little bit of spark on defense, that coming off the bench is what I have been doing. And I think that just the hustle play and that kind of stuff, that I just give a little spark and a little bit of something new, something that they haven't seen from the other players. And so that's what I would say.
But, yeah, provide that extra energy, right?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, Tanner, you mentioned everybody kind of went home for the holiday, rest up a little bit. Did you get a chance to go spend some time with some family?
I did, yeah. I got to see all of my mom's family. We spent a lot of time with them, and Before that, I actually went down to Texas and saw my dad's family, so that was cool. So I linked up with everybody, so I'm glad.
Yeah, you get to see kind of both sides. How long of a trip is it to Texas from here? Not that far, is it?
Well, to El Paso, if you drive, it's 22
Oh, and
hours.
you guys drove.
No. We used to
Okay.
drive when we were younger, but we actually flew down, so it was about 2 hours, and we had two different flights, so not too bad.
No, not bad at all. You have to change over. Where'd you have to change over in?
Dallas, and then the second time we went down, it was in Nevada,
Nevada.
Las
Oh,
Vegas.
Las Vegas. Oh, if only you could have stopped and
Right,
stayed, right? Exactly.
exactly.
Tanner, you guys had done with finals in that first semester. Now you're in the second kind of semester of college here in the spring. Are you all set to graduate here in the spring as well?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Awesome. You excited to do so?
Yeah, I am. It's been a short journey here, but I'm excited to graduate and, see what's next.
Now you're pre-med student, right?
Yes.
And have you started looking at any schools to go to for the 4 year?
I have. I'm looking at Missouri State and Mizzou right now, but nothing is set in stone. I'm just kind of feeling stuff out.
Yeah, filling it out, maybe more after basketball season a little bit,
Right,
right?
yeah, then I can settle down and focus a little more on that.
Yeah, how's the course load looking for you?
Not too bad. I have more sciences and another lab and all that, of course, and some gen ed still that I have to get out of the way, but nothing too heavy, just the norm.
Yeah, and so within pre-med, what specifically are you looking to do?
Nursing,
Nursing.
yes.
Okay, very cool, very cool. So Tanner, obviously you do the nursing and the pre-med, done with college and things of that nature in the second part, but what types of things have you really learned here that you kind of feel like are going to help prepare you for a 4-year school?
Well, I, being a student athlete in high school all through my 4 years, prepared me for being a student athlete here, but it really doesn't compare, high school and college. And I think that just being an athlete and a student is really gonna help me in the long run because it's hard to get everything done and keep everything straight. And I think it really will just help me in the long run. So I think that's the biggest thing that is preparing me for the next step.
Yeah, now would you play basketball at the next level or?
I've considered it, but I'm thinking more that I'll just focus on my studies at the next school.
Yeah, kind of at peace with the last year.
Yeah.
Awesome. So since it could be the last time that you play college or college play basketball
Right.
at the collegiate level, just kind of what's going through your head? Have you thought about that much, or is it kind of more just kind of feel it out game by game, and then maybe once it gets towards the end of the year, it'll hit you?
I've definitely thought about it a lot. It's more of a bittersweet, especially going into the second half of the season, really realizing that this could be, the very last time. But I think that's more of the playing hard every game. If I do that, there's nothing to leave behind, so that's what I'm trying to accomplish, trying to just give it my all while I'm here. So.
Yeah. Well, it seems to be going well for you then, as the energy, the spark plug coming off the bench. Tanner, I remember speaking with you, I think probably the first week of the season, somewhere along there. And one of the things you said was going to be key for you guys was developing kind of your chemistry on the court and how well to get to know the familiarity of where somebody likes the ball passed to them and where they're going to cut and kind of their tendencies and things of that nature. How would you assess the development of that from the beginning of the season to where it's at now?
Much better. We still hit a lot of speed bumps, it's going to happen, but we can definitely read each other better. Personally, I can read the girls better with their cuts and everything. I at the beginning of the season, I was throwing it completely out of bounds because I wasn't, being able to read each person individually, and I think that has improved a lot. And as a whole, we've really improved on our chemistry, and it was a little rocky for a while, but I think we're really getting it together.
Now, do you think that's just because of how often you guys have gotten a chance to play, or do you feel like the relationships may have developed a little more off the court as well?
I think both. I think off the court we all have, really good relationships. I think it was just finding it on the court, and I think we've started to do that.
Yeah. How about Coach Jarvis for you guys? Is it nice to play under him?
Yeah, I mean he's a tough guy to play for, but I mean he expects a lot, and that's what you want from a coach. You want him to know what you can do and help you get there. So I think that it's important that He knows what we all can do and is pushing us to each individually do those things. So.
Yeah, Coach Jarvis has spoke a lot about preparing for region play and being competitive for the tournament and particularly the regular season part of region play. So, what types of things do you think the team needs to work on specifically to, close out over the course of the next three ball games to kind of really be prepped and ready to go?
I think we really need to work on coming out of the gate better. We've kind of fallen a little bit. Specifically last night, we just couldn't pull it out early on, we let them hang in there, and then it kind of got a little scary at the end that they were still in the ball game and we could have been, up by a lot. So I think that's one thing we need to just come out stronger, harder, and not let teams hang in there, not wait till the end to pull it out.
Yeah, awesome. So Tanner, I've asked this question kind of throughout, and it kind of came to be after I spoke with you the first time, and that was talking about some of the cooks and the best singers on the team and things of that nature a little bit. And I've gotten some mixed responses on the cook. Seems to be more favored towards the apartment. So who do you live with?
I live with Taylor Williams, Gretty. I don't want to mess up her last name. Minkulesa?
Vinculessa is how I've
Sure,
been told to say it.
okay.
So if
And
that's not it, then I've been messing it up the
well,
whole time.
yeah, I always mess it up, so I didn't want to. And then Irene Sopina.
Irene
I mess
Sopina is how I was
Sopina.
told,
Okay, cool. Yeah,
again, we might
I
both be
butchered
in
both of
trouble
them. It's
here.
fine.
Yeah,
I live with them, so I should probably know, but. Yeah, I live with those three, so.
okay, so that's good because those are away from the other roommates that I've had. So, who's the best cook amongst you guys?
Oh goodness. None of us can really cook. We're actually more of a microwave, heated up in the oven apartment. But and actually Taylor's mom is a great cook because she sends us stuff that we can freeze
Oh, a
and
bunch of
then
care packages type
yes,
stuff,
so then
huh?
we
Right
just throw
on.
that in the oven. But if it had to be one of us, it would be Irene. She can whip stuff up on the stove, and she actually has cooked for all of us. And I think she is the more diverse one that she can, do different things with the stove. But us other ones, we don't really cook.
No, not part of the
No,
repertoire,
it's
huh?
that's not us.
Have you had the chance to have any of the cooking of anybody else on the team? Like Janae or Dominique or anything?
Yes, Janae.
Janae?
Yeah,
She
we've eaten
said
with Janae before.
she makes the best spaghetti. Did you get a chance to have the
I
spaghetti?
haven't had the spaghetti.
Okay.
I actually went to her apartment the other night and she was eating spaghetti. I should have tried
Oh,
it.
you should have tried it because
Yeah.
she and clearly was all about it.
Oh, well,
She said, oh, yeah,
next
that's
time
the.
I see it, I'll definitely try it and I'll let
Yeah,
you know.
you'll have to try that. All right, who's the best singer on the team?
I would say Cheyenne.
Cheyenne?
Yeah. I've heard her sing just not, not trying. She just sings every now and then, and she has a really pretty voice.
Yeah, that seems to be a consensus pick. So
Yeah.
she's wiped the table on that one, cleared
Yeah.
it away. How about the person on the team that thinks they can sing but just really can't? Just belts out in tune all the time. It's like, you could just stop.
Oh, that oh. The only person I can think of. No, I don't want to throw anybody under the
Well,
bus.
everybody else is under the bus, so
Well, who did everybody else
they
say?
said Shannon.
Shannon? I was thinking Shannon, but
Yeah.
I was gonna say myself just because sometimes I do it for fun, but yeah, probably
Yeah, Shannon for the
Shannon.
most part.
Yeah, but I think she does the same thing. She just does it for fun, but yeah, I'll go with Shannon.
All right, last one. Who's the best dancer?
I don't know. I think Shannon is a pretty good dancer too, and I mean she just does it, every now and then on the court actually, but I think she's a pretty good dancer too. So I'll give her a compliment and a diss at the same
Yeah,
time.
fair enough. Even it
Yeah.
out, right? Say,
Yeah.
hey, I
Yeah,
credit that.
she can't be mad at me now.
Yeah, exactly. And then let's see, anything else that we want to add? Oh, music-wise, what's the team always listen to? Because I always curious about that. Because I was over with Jeff Whitener when he does the pregame music, and a couple times some of your players come over and request things, and he's only got that one playlist. So I'd always kind of carry made me curious.
It depends who you're talking to, but a lot of rap music and my roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, the Biebs, the
yeah,
Bieb fever.
yeah. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because
White girl.
we listen to that like in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off. But we have a really wide variety too, because I mean we listen to country and all that stuff, so it's a wide variety.
What's your favorite Bieber song? One that gets stuck in your head. You like his throwbacks when he was like 14?
I actually do now that
Yeah.
like I like to listen to him now because I still know the words, and it's really I don't know how, but I don't listen to him very often. But I like some of the ones that like weren't really big. There's one called Pick Me that I like,
Haven't heard of that one,
and
though.
of course I like Baby. I still like to sing that one, so
Pick me. Oh man, I almost busted out and singing there for stuff.
yeah.
Tanner, hey, thanks very much for coming on and joining us. It's always a
Well,
pleasure.
thank you very much.
That's sophomore guard Tanner Bencomo joining us here on the Viking Voices show. We will step aside for a timeout. We come back, we'll keep the theme to JeffCo women's basketball. Welcoming you back in here to the Viking Voices show from Jefferson College. We just spoke with sophomore guard Tanner Bencomo of the Jefferson College women's basketball team. We're keeping that theme right now as we're joined by the head coach, Coach Steve Jarvis. Coach, you guys coming off of a nice win last night over Marshalltown College. That's the third victory for you guys in a row. Nice to put together a little win streak again since the beginning of the season.
Yeah, that's good to, to do the things we needed to do to score the points. That's the thing. We needed to be in the 70s, and if we feel like we can score in the 70s, we got a good chance to win. So, these last few games that we've been a little better offensively, so that's helped us the rest of our game too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Coach, what were some of the things though that you saw from last night's game that you'd like to improve on?
Well, it's we can talk about the layups. That's kind of been our theme, putting the ball in the basket early on. First half, we counted that we missed 18 of those. So, you make half of those. We need to shoot 50% at least in the interior, and that's a whole different game. If we start putting those in the basket, and as we go through the region time, we've talked about it, and that's why we played so well against Northwest Mississippi. We didn't miss those. So, if we put them in and score at a high rate inside, I've got a good feeling of what we can do, when it comes region time.
Yeah, Coach, how about your defensive performance? A nice job, just 53 points from them. Only gave up 48 points in the game against Malcolm X. Give up in the 80s against Northwest Mississippi, but a solid offensive team there. So have you been pleased with the defensive
Right.
effort?
I think we've got after it a little bit more and contested the perimeter shots a little better. Our matchups have been better. We've kind of pulled off our pressing full court and focused on trying to match up half court off defensively, and I think that's helped us a little bit to be a little less confused coming down the, after we press, trying to get matchups, and we're not losing people that way. So, it's been good for us.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. That was one of the main things that I noticed in you guys play last night. When did that change kind of occur?
We've changed that probably the last 4 or 5 games. Just trying to focus a little more defensively at the half court set, and we were struggling a little bit on our press at the end of it, giving up some layups and some uncontested threes. So, we still have that available and use it here or there. But if things are going well and we don't have to get into it, then we'll just try to get stops in the half court set.
Coach, ask Tanner this as well as the player's perspective. I want to get the coach perspective too here. You guys go on a win streak. You win 3 in a row. You play 3 games in a week, but then you have a little bit of a week off. Would you rather just have a few days off and then kind of keep the things rolling?
Yeah, it kind of two ways to look at it. I think you can keep that momentum going a little bit, but after these last 3 games, we've got a little aches and pains here, so having a couple days off might not be bad to get healed, because after we finish this, we got 3 games next week, and then right into the battles of region play. So, a little bit of rest right before we kick into that might not be bad.
Yeah, and I noticed Gretti wasn't dressed for the game yesterday as well. I know she's had a little bit of a nagging injury prior to that. Is it still just something small, or did it turn
Now
into something big?
she it's something completely different. She turned her ankle in the Malcolm X game, and that's still been bothering her. So hopefully this week we'll get her back.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be nice to get her back on the basketball court. Now, Coach, you guys heading into next week, a couple of JV teams on Wednesday and Friday, I believe it is, Lindenwood Belleville on the road, and then a rare Friday night home game against Greenville, and then turn it around and go right into Iowa Western. So what do you guys have to do in those two JV games to kind of keep things rolling?
You know, we've got to continue to score the basketball. You know, we want to try to hopefully crank up the defense a little bit more and you know, get good pressure and rebound. I thought our rebounding's been pretty well, or pretty good, you know, these last few games where we're not giving up too many second and third chances. You know, we've go through spells where we give up a little bit, but you know, we did a better job rebounding last night, I think. So, you know, that's the thing we need to focus on. We want to really try to focus on the tempo and attacking before the defense gets set up. So that's our focus for the next few games here. And then, you know, that Iowa Western road game, that's a good test. You know, they're a really good team, and playing them on their home court, that'll prepare us for the region play.
Yeah, and how important are these kind of last three games to help prepare you guys and to try to get those wins heading into region
play? You know,
play?
Confidence goes a long way. So, you know, if we can go in on a high note and feel good about what we're doing, you know, I think that gives us a leg up a little bit as we go in, because we know, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard to win on the road in those games, and we've got to take care of business at home. But, you know, right now we're trying to position ourselves to get a good seed in the tournament, and that's what it's all about, trying to play our best basketball down the stretch.
Coach, have you had an opportunity to check out many of the region opponents this year and what they've been able to do?
Yeah, we've seen most everybody. We saw early on, and we've seen a little bit here or there lately. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting a battle, I think, from top to bottom. I think there's a lot of quality teams, and I really don't see anybody going undefeated this year in region play. But Moberly's looking awful good right now. Three Rivers looking awful good right now. So those are the two teams that I think, you know, that maybe are, you know, at the top and everybody needs to shoot for. But you can't count out State Fair. They've got depth and got good guard play going on right now too.
Coach, I noticed a lot of the play yesterday with Alexi and Colley. She was able to get to the basket really well and also dish out assists. And then there were also times where she would threaten to go to the basket, and then they would kind of slack off a little in anticipation of that and then come over on a double team. She was able to get a good pass. So how important is it for Alexi and Colley to be on her A game,
well,
and just having that quickness?
You know, that makes us really good when she can do those things. And that's what we've been trying to push for all season long. And now she's kind of understanding a little bit more of what she needs to do there. So, you know, she's got to make good decisions with the basketball. She took a few chances last night and had a few more turnovers than we would like to see. But, you know, she's hard to guard. She has a good hesitation move and good explosion to the basket. And when she does those things, it just frees up everybody else. So that's the key. You know, we're going to see some better defenders probably as we go into region play and a little stronger guards maybe against her defensively. So, you know, she needs to keep her confidence and understand that we need her to continue to do that. And everybody's got to be ready to play off of that. You know, there's a few times she surprises some people with passes here or there that we're not quite ready for. But the more we're playing together and, you know, this is her first year being here, it takes some times to get adjusted to a player like that and be prepared to receive a pass from kind of all different angles. So we're getting better at that. And I think that if we can get Dee McGinnis going too with the same sort of, she has the same sort of ability about getting to the basket. She needs to work on kind of delivering the basketball when she needs to. But, you know, those two can be key for us going down stretch.
Yeah, and Taylor Williams as well, one of the better shooters for you guys on the perimeter, has struggled a little bit out of the gate. Of course, she missed a good portion of the beginning of the season due to an injury and recovering. Is getting her going just a matter of her just having kind of one game where she kind of breaks out just because she'd missed so much time?
You know, and I think hopefully these next couple games we can get a chance to see that for her a little bit. You know, I think that injury is still nagging a little bit for her. So, you know, we're kind of watching that. But it's going to be matchups depending on what sort of defense people are playing against us, and those sort of things is going to be kind of the key to when she sees the time and you know, hopefully we can get her in and get her back to having confidence shooting the three-point shot.
As a whole, how would you assess the perimeter shooting for you guys?
Well, it's not our focus. You know, Dee has knocked down some threes here or there. I mean, she's got the ability to do that. Tanner has the ability to do that. You know, and I think, speaking of Tanner, I mean, she's kind of been one of the keys this stretch of these three games. You know, we've kind of changed her role a little bit. We've put her in the starting lineup. She's playing more minutes now than she has been, and it just she helps us get into things and kind of controls what's going on out there a little bit more. It gets Lex off the ball some and gives her a chance to kind of catch her breath here or there, and I think that's helped Lex's minutes too. So, you know, it's a little bit different. We're going to be an inside scoring threat, but we need to have some players be able to knock down those threes. That's one of the things I hope to get Gretty back on the court because we feel like Gretty can do that too.
Yeah, and regarding Tanner's play, you spoke with her and got her opinion on this as well. But when she comes out defensively as well, it always seems like she's very quick to press. As soon as you picked up on that half court to cross the line, she was there to do it. And she also seems to be pretty smart defensively as well. I remember one play where I think it was the Southeastern Iowa game where she got schooled on this nice spin move by the offensive player and scored. Then the next time around, did the same thing and then stole it as well.
Right, you know, and it's good to have her, you know, understanding what's happening in the game and trying to take things away. You know, she was taking away the right hand of the point guard last night and making her go left, and that was key for us. And just having that basketball IQ to understand where she puts herself in the best position to be effective. You know, that if players inside bring the ball down, I mean, she had two or three times where she at least got a jump ball or a steal coming in where a post player brought the ball down and she dug down to help. And, you know, those are just key things where she can get her hands on the basketball. But, you know, she's handled the ball and handled pressure and, you know, it takes a little while to figure out the right kind of combination. And we've talked a lot about chemistry and what's going on. And I think we found that and kind of found the right kind of minutes for everybody a little bit as we go through, and everybody's kind of formed into their role just a little bit more. So that's, you know, that just takes some time with so many new players to see what happens. But, you know, hopefully that momentum continues with what we've got going there.
Absolutely, and it's at the exact right time, too. Just a few more games until region play. Coach, before I let you go, though, how was your holidays?
It was great. You know, good time with family. You know, have a few days off, and, you know, all my kids are home, so we got to do a lot of things together. Sometimes you sacrifice those things a little bit here or there when you're in the coaching world, but, you know, it was good and good to have a few days off.
Coach, as a head coach at basketball, how hard is it to kind of not have that in the back of your mind? Like, how hard is it to be like, okay, I just need to kind of clear my mind out, enjoy the family time a little bit, have some fun here for a couple days?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's probably one of my big things in everything is kind of relax and have some fun. But I don't know that you ever kind of just put it away. There's always different things going on. And, you know, as a coach, you watch games or you watch any athletic event and kind of take things from other sports even and different things that you're always looking at. So, you know, you're always trying to learn in this profession. You're always trying to look for ideas. And, you know, even when it's the downtime, sometimes those things pop up to you when you're really not looking for them. And that's kind of a good thing.
Hey, Coach, thanks very much for coming on the show and joining us, and look forward to speaking with you next week as you guys prepare to take on Lindenwood Belleville's junior varsity team on the road.
Sounds great.
That's the head coach of the Jefferson College women's basketball team, Coach Steve Jarvis, joining us. We'll step aside, come back. We'll have a little short segment. We'll speak with the athletic director, Greg McVay. That's coming up next on the Viking Voices show. Back in here for segment from the Viking Voices show, the first of the new year's. We're back from a little bit of a couple week hiatus for the holidays. Greg, how was that for you?
It was really good. I'll tell you what, I love hearing that Coldplay as we come into live air.
Yeah, big Coldplay fan, huh?
Huge Coldplay fan.
Oh yeah, what's your favorite?
Oh, probably Diamonds is a good is
Diamonds?
A good, yeah, Diamonds is a good song.
How do you like the new one they got with Beyonce?
It's okay.
It's okay. It's not as great.
I really like their older stuff, but they're a pretty good band. I like them a lot.
All right, good to hear. Before we get a little too off track here, right, you guys, a couple of coaching changes. One happened right before kind of the holiday break. Ricardo Garza resigned as the head soccer coach. I remember you mentioned when I spoke with you about that beginning of January, you guys would kind of form that committee and kind of start moving along in that process. Just kind of how is that going?
It's going great. We'll have the first group search committee get together tomorrow where we will begin to review some applicants and a timeline to determine exactly how we're going to go forward with that. You know, obviously, when you're replacing a coach that has been very successful, it's very difficult. But I feel like we've got a committee that's going to be able to do a tremendous job in trying to find a coach to continue the tremendous tradition that we've had in that sport over the past 10 years. So it's not going to be an easy task, but it's going to be one that that we're going to have to do here and do a real good job with.
What qualities do you look for? And it doesn't even have to be soccer coaches, right, in general, but just coaches as a whole when you go through that hiring process.
Well, you'd like to see somebody who's got some experience at the level that we play at or above. That way they understand what it takes to be successful here. We want somebody that can respect some tradition that we've had here. We've had a lot of great players come through. We've had a lot of great teams. And so we need somebody like that. But we need somebody that's a team player as well, somebody that's going to support others in the department, is going to do the things that we ask as a department, as an institution. So if we can get all three of those things in a candidate, we're pretty excited about it.
Absolutely. Do you guys did you set a timeline or anything for that?
Yeah, we would like to have somebody in place in sometime in February, because we have a team here, and it's one of those things that they have a spring season that they play. So it's one of those things that we need to get somebody in here, one, to continue the development of those players, but to begin to recruit for the following fall. So we have a little bit of a crunch, but it's one of those things that feel like we can get it done by some point in February.
Yeah. And also, you'll be hiring an assistant volleyball coach as well for the fall, correct?
Correct. David Owens resigned earlier in the year. One of those things that he wanted to pursue some other opportunities, and we wish him a lot of luck. And Coach Steiger is in the process of trying to replace him. I know she's got some applicants she's taking a look at, and hopefully we'll have somebody in place really soon.
Yeah. When it comes to the assistants, is that generally up to the head coach as well, or do you have a lot of say in that too?
Well, I like the head coach to spearhead the search because they know what they need. But certainly I am involved. I do meet with them, and certainly want them to understand my expectations, the school's expectations going forward. So it's just one of those things that, yes, we are involved, but I'd like to empower my staff to make some decisions. But certainly they're not doing it by themselves, but certainly they have a big say in it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And not a lot of time left, but also want to get in touch with one thing that Jefferson College will be doing as well for the high schools in the area. That JCAA shootout was initially scheduled for the 17th. Of course, everybody remembers how awful all the highways were with that ice storm or the freezing rain on the 16th, shut everything down, canceled it. So just another opportunity, though, for people of the Jefferson County community to come out here, get an opportunity to see the field house here at Jefferson College and also watch some local basketball.
Well, we are in talks with trying to get it done on January 21st. Not sure exactly where we're going to be with that, but it would be great for them to, continue that tradition on our floor and kind of go forward with that, because it's just a great day seeing all the teams from the area come in and play on our floor and get them on our campus. So hopefully we can get that together and everybody can come out and watch them play.
Absolutely. And Greg, as the athletic director, always seeing you at all the sporting events and things of that nature, does your job, does it ever stop?
No, not really. Really, I'm kind of like a doctor on call, but certainly don't have the pay of a doctor, obviously. But it's one of those things. Yeah, it's fun. One of the things that I enjoy here is that we don't have 25 sports; we have 5 sports. So I do have some time for family and some other things. So it's always good. But I am here a lot, and I enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, you probably shouldn't do this job.
No, absolutely not. It's definitely the job of passion, right? Absolutely. I'm in the same boat. Sports broadcasting, I wish I got paid more.
Oh, come on. You're a high roller, aren't you, Will?
Hey, Greg, as always, thanks very much for taking a little bit of time out of your day to speak with us here and allowing us to keep doing the Viking Voice show on a weekly basis.
Anytime. Happy New Year, everybody.
That is the athletic director of Jefferson College, Greg McVeigh. For all things Jefferson College athletics, you can follow him on Twitter as well to stay up to date with the athletics going. Greg, why don't you give us the Twitter handle?
AD Viking 1.
Any unique capitals?
Capital AD.
All right,
absolutely.
There it is. AD
yes.
of Viking 1.
We have to be specific with Twitter, don't we?
You do. You never know. The capital's sensitive.
Very sensitive.
That's going to wrap up this edition of the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJFF. As always, you can find this show archived on our websites at MIMOinfo.com. Viking Voices Show@gmail.com. Go ahead and click on the Jefferson County Athletics homepage, and you will see the Viking Voices Show at the bottom, and that will take you to a list of all the shows. As always, that's going to wrap up this edition, but as always, like I mentioned before, Madeline Gilbert, have your news coming across the 5 o'clock hour. That's coming up next right here on KJEF.